Time now for our Tech Talk segment on the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hakala. Great to have you here. And David Snell is on the line. He joins us every week at this time from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so we're going to talk about, this is an interesting topic for sure, AI voice cloning. Okay, and fighting back against potentially harmful voice cloning. Voices that sound familiar to you. Maybe it's even you.
Exactly. It might be because yourself speaking to you, but this is really a challenge and becoming more of a challenge with AI now. You know, if a call sounds like your boss asking for bank account numbers or a family member begging for help in an emergency, you're more likely to act on that. And that's why scammers are using voice cloning to make their requests and information more believable.
Yeah. So now, in the old days, people would just sometimes pretend, not even knowing what a friend or relative's voice might sound like, and just try to get you maybe by calling late in the night or at some moment to get you unprepared and then you're not sure. But now, but now you can potentially, I guess the technology is there already, David, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty scary. The technology is there and it's getting better every single day. We've all heard the stories where a grandparent gets a call in the middle of the night from their grandchild saying that they're stranded somewhere, in trouble, or in jail, and they need you to send money so they can get home. Same thing with there was an employee who just recently, within the past year, the boss called asking him to transfer $25 million, and he did. So there's, you know.
Well,
so
I mean,
what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I get the phone call, and it sounds like WATD owner Ed Perry, you know. I mean, and he says, hey, do this, you know. And no matter who it is, typically when you've got a supervisor or a boss, when they ask you something, you want to typically comply.
Exactly. You want to keep your job, so you do what they're asking. But nowadays, you need to be very careful. You need to verify these types of things. To clone a voice, they're saying that you need less than three sentences of words to clone the entire voice of that person. So, and, you know, that's not a lot of information, especially if people send voice messages that can be picked up. That's one way to get voices of people that you may want to try to clone.
Yeah. I mean, someone, you could just record this radio show, I suppose, and get my voice. You'd get enough of it. You know, I do 5 hours worth every day, so you'd have a lot of stuff. So you could put together a clone. Maybe it'd give me a day off. But as far as anything else, I wouldn't want that. But yeah, I mean, I suppose you could have me calling people, I suppose. So I wouldn't want that. I don't think, you know, none of us would want to be cloned to be used for something nefarious. So do we have any rights to our own voices?
At this point, we don't.
Oh.
So the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is fighting back. They announced the voice cloning challenge late last year. The main goal was to encourage innovative ways to help protect us from AI-enabled voice cloning scams. And just last week, they announced that they've awarded four top prizes to the winning submissions that take a wide range of approaches to doing just that. And very interesting how they're doing this and how they can actually get this working on the internet and for protecting us all. I'm not so sure that we're going to be able to keep ahead of this as we keep moving. I was doing some research on it, of course, and then I went on to Facebook and I got an ad from for some diabetes type miracle cure, and all the folks in it weren't actually doing the ad. You can actually watch them, and their mouths don't move the same way the words are being spoken. So these are all the Shark Tank people, five Shark Tank people. So you'd put some credibility into what they say if they said that on our Shark Tank program or our show, we brought this person in and we all bought into it. You know, it's interesting. And then there was one from a few years ago that was pretty much the same thing. And most of these today are touting CBD as the miracle cure.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so this is the first challenge you want to think about.
CBD so, is the miracle cure.
CBD is the miracle cure for everything. Diabetes and for everything else. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, the one that was out from last year, from a couple of years ago, was actually about CBD for different types of health challenges. So now that it's being legalized everywhere, we're going to see probably a lot more of this.
Okay, so what are the things we should leave people to, you know, obviously I imagine, you know, it's anything that you're nervous or concerned about or anything skeptical, you take the time, right? You're saying, you know, go to try to if you can get
authentication.
Yeah, authentication, make sure it's real. So how do you go about, do you just wait or try to call the person back?
Yeah, you've got to be very skeptical and cautious when getting these types of unsolicited phone calls. And then verify that caller identity, no matter what you have to do. Don't send anything until you've spoken to the person or to one of their contacts or family members to verify independently that the information is true, that the child is actually in jail in Georgia or something. Be wary of urgent requests, which is what we always talk about. Excuse me. The urgency is usually a problem with them trying to get something faster. You don't think about it.
Okay. David Snell with us today as we're talking about fighting back against AI voice cloning. And David's got the article up on his blog. David, where do people go to read more?
People go to actsmartit.com. Click on my blog link. And the other thing, everyone should report suspicious activity. If you suspect you've been targeted, I have a link here to report it to the FTC. That will help them take those deep fake ads down.
All right, David Snell, AxSmart IT. David Snell, AxSmartIT.com. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob. If this is really you.
Yes, it is, and this is you. Thank you, David.
Okay, bye.
Bye.